Year 4,000 Canadians die by suicide. That's an average of 10 people per day. The Canadian Mental Health Association, Windsor-Essex branch, and the Windsor-Essex County Health Unit, with several community partners, have organized the first Suicide Prevention Awareness Week that will take place next month. Melissa Lywood is on the CMHA board and has a personal story to tell. She shared it today with AM800's Peter Langell.
I think that on a day-to-day basis, the loss of my sister is something that, you know, it often is in my mind or it's brought to the forefront, especially with major life events happening such as my wedding. It never really goes away. So people often will comment that, you know, you're very strong, but when it's just become a part of my being. Yeah.
And the key with prevention is look for the warning signs. When you think back, what were you missing? What could you have seen?
I think with warning signs, with what happened with my sister, I think, you know, it was a very difficult time for anybody in teenage years. You know, I often attributed it, her and I had some conflict, and I often attributed it to sibling rivalry. I look back now and I think, you know, maybe there was a thing that I know maybe missed or didn't see at the time. But I think too that the difficult circumstances my sister was facing, many teenagers go through it. And I think that at some point there were underlying mental health issues that needed to be addressed that unfortunately went without detection.
So what support systems are there that you can refer people to and suggest that they involve themselves with?
I think that in our, I think support systems start even basis with our friends and family. So with that, I mean, breaking down the stigma and being able to say to somebody that I need help or I'm feeling a certain way. We don't even realize that we have support systems right in our own homes, in our own backyards. So really it starts with that family and friend basis. And of course, programs such as the Canadian Mental Health Association. We also have the Distress Center of Windsor, which is an anonymous phone line that people can utilize if they need to speak to somebody. And I think with this week coming up, that as a community, we're going to be building more resources and more of a conversation so that suicide awareness will be made to be a regular conversation.
You yourself reach out to young people. Tell me a little bit about what that's about.
So about 5 years ago, I partnered the Windsor Police Service each year, go into high schools, and they do a program. It's basically centered around bullying. So they have me come in, and I do some anti-bullying suicide prevention talks. And it's focused with grade 9 students around Windsor-Essex County and all different types of high schools.
And how does that impact you? I mean, when you are talking to kids of that age, what's going through your mind?
I think that a lot of the issues that I bring forward in my story, just sharing it with them, I realize that even though it's 13 years later, social media and, you know, just issues with peer groups are still existing and they're never going to go away. But I think, too, it's a very rewarding experience making Stephanie's legacy continue to be a part of the community, and with that, because I know that if just one young person or one teacher or anybody in the audience can take something away from it, that I've done my job.
Again, that is Melissa Lywood, a board member for the Canadian Mental Health Association. CEO Claudia Denborg-Rima also spoke with AM800's Peter Langell.
Helping to be out in the community, talking about the issue, number one, and trying to remove the stigma, making sure that we have the conversation. What are the signs and symptoms? Where can you go to get help when you're struggling, I think, is key. I think we also have opportunities to go into workplaces and into schools and really broadening the reach and focus on not just suicide, but I think mental wellness. We tend to not think about health for our minds in the same way that we think about health for the rest of our body. And so I think we want to make sure that we're out there through wellness programming, awareness, training, and education to change that conversation.
Clearly there are limited resources, but is there enough? Do you have the resources you need to be able to get this message out?
Well, currently we are using some of our fundraising dollars to kickstart the work. We anticipate that through our local health integrated network, we'll be able to receive some funding for some support. And I think through partnerships with our community providers like the public health unit, we can leverage resources that we currently have and just better, for instance, taking the health unit has a lot of channels for communication and education. And so for us to get our message out through those channels, which we wouldn't normally have access to. So I think we can do more with what we have and hopefully raise awareness and maybe bring some funders that are or donors that are willing to maybe contribute to this work.
I think it's a particular challenge because other than the work that was done by McKenzie at the epidemiological level, we in the media have a challenge with this because we tend to, I won't say ignore, but we don't report on suicide deaths, but we also don't have numbers, no statistics that we can track. And so I find that a challenge, and I don't know if there's an answer to that.
Well, I think the work that McKenzie has done in bringing a number of databases together and looking at the intersection points has been very powerful for us as well, because it's generally a field that's difficult to measure. And measuring, implementing a strategy and measuring the outcome of that strategy is equally challenging. So I think this is a great foundational document that paints the picture for what the concern is, and that there is a concern, and then I think it takes the partners with the expertise to come together and say, okay, what are some of the strategies that we can put into place to mitigate it? I mean, we, as much as we would love to eradicate suicide as an option, people will on occasion make that choice, but there's much, much more that we can and we need to be doing.
Again, that is Claudia Denbor-Grima, the CEO of the Canadian Mental Health Association, Windsor Essex Branch, talking about the very first Suicide Prevention Awareness Week, which will be taking place next month. It is coming up on 3:57 on the afternoon news.